Well, to begin with, I don't really endorse the, to me, rather naive statement, "Oh, my students teach me so much more than I teach them." I think this is just rhetoric. But what all our students do invariably is force one to clarify, and I really do mean the word force quite strongly. They don't let you get away with logical thinking, ill-defined concepts, deductive logic which is imperfect. And they push you, and because you know they're going to push you, they make you think before you make your presentations as well as during making your presentations. And that's an invaluable service because unless you can say exactly what you mean without hiding behind a rhetoric or a verbosity or neologisms, it really doesn't. You don't know what you mean precisely. This applies quite well to undergraduates. But the second thing postgraduates do, and I don't know how they do it, but over the years I've recognized they have an unfailing instinct for what is brand new material that is going to be important. It's like a radar detection system, and so I do use my graduates very much. I listen to them very carefully, and if they say read X, or I have just read X, and it's so important to the discussion why, they are right. Go read it. So there is a lot of benefit there. That characterizes how I see teaching. That one is not, there is a magisterial role to pontificate, the students has no right to say anything, to contest anything. So the format was a third year small advanced theory group who had 1 year of 1 hour of lecture, and instead of a separate seminar, it would just be an hour session. So I would think it off, and it would become more and more dialogical as it went. The 2 hours went by, and as we go, we got to know one another, and as the group got to know other people in it, sometimes after 5 minutes, the whole thing would just be a dialogue. And that was, for what it's worth, inspected during the TQA exercise, and it got the top grade for teaching. Because we all manifestly enjoyed it, I think. It's the real reason, so it was very animated.
So, what is it, do you think, that students enjoyed a lot about this way of teaching then?
I think that, above all, it cuts across this role division of activity assigned to the lecturer and passivity categorizing the students. It wasn't that we all became equal. You can't, when you are in your late 50s and, you can't pretend that you are a third-year student. That would be ridiculous. And it's a fake game to play, and you may fool yourself, but you can't fool them. But to say that this is the quintessence of academic life, that whatever age stage you are at, but the whole process is a process of dialogue, and one which sooner you get involved in, the more you will enjoy it, and the better for all of us.